Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Baker versus Gonzalez. That's the matchup this November, as incumbent Republican Governor Charlie Baker easily beat back a challenge from conservative Springfield pastor Scott Lively. Jay Gonzalez topped environmentalist Bob Massey for the Democratic nomination. More on the upcoming race now from WBUR's Steve Brown.
With high favorability numbers and a multi-million-dollar campaign war chest, Charlie Baker enters this phase of the election the odds-on favorite to win a second term. But Jay Gonzalez appears confident he can be David to Baker's Goliath and send the Swampscott Republican packing. In addressing campaign supporters last night in Dorchester, Gonzalez promised an honest, positive campaign.
It will be a grassroots effort that relies on regular people engaging with their friends and colleagues and neighbors. It will not be a campaign that is fueled by dark money and wealthy special interests.
As he has throughout the campaign, Gonzalez acknowledged he is the underdog and said Baker has special interests and the corporate establishment on his side.
Incumbency and money and special interests and pundits don't decide elections. We do. We decide. We decide.
Just a few miles away, in his own victory address, Charlie Baker touted his record in office, saying after 4 years, the state is on the rise.
On so many issues, we lead. Our economy's added 180,000 new jobs since we took office, and we've had more people working than at any time in our state's history. Our schools have the lowest dropout rate we've ever had and the highest graduation rate, and our kids rank first in math and English nationally for the sixth year in a row.
Baker says more needs to be done in the areas of transportation, housing, and education. He says his administration would continue working with Democrats and put progress before politics.
We believe that people in public life can and should debate the issues respectfully and seek common ground wherever they can find it. And that approach is working.
Expect Baker to continue stressing his record as a reason for voters to give him a second term in office. Gonzalez will also likely focus on Baker's record, saying he hasn't done enough and that it's time for a change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.